Today's Mishnah in Besechet Negaim is Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Okay, so starting now in Mishnah Dalet, we learned up until now that you can only have a nega if you're starting off with something white, right? Do you remember this? Did we actually learn this together? Okay. So then if that's the case, what if you have mixed colored threads in the beged? So you have a beged where the warp threads is a color and the weft threads is white, or vice versa. Maybe the arev is colored and the shati is white. So basically, it really doesn't matter what's what, even though it's cute, because in the Negaim, of course, the Torah mentions O b'shiti, O b'erev, right? So it's not only a din in the beged itself, it's a din in the threads, but that's where the threads are separate. Over here, when it goes in the beged, the question is, what does the beged look like? Does it look like a white beged? In other words, it depends, obviously, how close the threads were arranged in the warp or the weft, which is what's going to define what it is that you see on the surface. So, akol olech achar hanir'eh. If it looks white, so then it can be metami negoy. If it's colored, it looks colored, it cannot. Habegadim. So now let's talk about the same thing we did for other negoyim. What are the colors? Habegadim mitamim birak rak shebirukim uba adam dam sheba adumim. Since the Torah mentions not just yorok or adom, it mentions yirak rak and adam dam. Now, you imagine that those words, Yirak Rock, I mean, that can make a heck of a rock song, right? And somebody made a beautiful rap rock song out of Yirak Rock O Adam Dam. And it's really stunning. The problem is, of course, that it uses a pasuk from the Torah to be a rock song that is just sung without any meaning. But it's a beautiful, beautiful video. I'm not recommending seeing it. It's a bit of a zilzal. But anyway, so the beged can be your akrak, means very, very green, deep green, or adam dam, or a very bright red. They use, I think, a Porsche, a bright red Porsche in the video for the adam dam. Anyway, so that is the color that is able to be mitame. So the halacha of a beged is that we have, in fact, many of the same dinim. Let's say pision, okay? So you start off with a nega that is yirak rak, but then it spreads. And the spreading was in a different color. Now, we had this issue as well when it comes to nigei ha'or. And we said that over there, the coloration is irrelevant because whatever the coloration is considered to be the same. But when it comes to yirak rak adam dam, what would be the din? It itself is yirak rak, and it spreads in a different color. Or it itself was adam dam, it spreads in a different color. So in that case, it doesn't matter, just like nigei ha'or. Basically, as long as it is a tame color, it is considered to be tame. Okay, then what about if the color of the nega, not the pisayon, but the color of the nega changed? So what's the din? We put it into hezker. Now we're going to look at it at the end of Hezger. So suppose it was Nishtana and it was Pasa. Until now we were talking about that the Om, meaning the original Nega, remained the original color, and then it was Pasa in a different color. But what about if the Nega itself was also changed in color and also spread? So now the question is this a new Nega or not? Or what about if it changed color and it did not spread? So then that case, ki'ilu lo nishtana, makes absolutely no difference. A change in coloration from one color of Tuma to another color of Tuma is irrelevant according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yehuda says, yera eba tchila, if it changed color in its entirety, then it's seen to be a new nega. And therefore you put it into Hezger again, as if it's the first week of Hezger, not the second week of Hezger. Now, the truth is, we never learned what the dinim of Hezger is when it comes to begonim. We know about Hezger by Nigei Ha'or, Yes, and we talked about Hezger by Netic and so on. But what is the din of Hezger? So basically, the halacha is that you can never be machlit without Hezger. There's no simen tuma such as there is in Nigei Or. In Nigei Or, if somebody presents a nega and presents this nega with, let's say, sa'ar lavan, or with a mirchia, then the Kohen can say he's tameh on the spot. There is no such equivalent when it comes to nigei begadim. The simen of nigei begadim, of pisyon, is by definition only a simen that is shayach after hezger, because pisyon, even if it's happening in front of the eyes of the Kohen, is never called a pisyon. So therefore, we have to talk about some of the possibilities when you put the nega into Hezger for the first week. So, first of all, it may not have changed at all, which, again, by Nige R, requires a second Hezger. The other possibility is that it turned into a lighter color green or a lighter color red, which is no longer a color of Tuma. The third possibility is that it was Posa, and Pisoyan is considered to be a Simen Tuma. So here are the rules. Ha'omed Berishon, if a nega is not in any way changed after the first week of Hezger, so again, by Nige Or, what would we do? We would simply put you into Hezger for a second week. But what you do with a Nige Or is that it needs to be washed. And when we say it needs to be washed, as we're going to see, doesn't mean you wash it in water. It means you apply 7 different chemicals in a particular order, which we're going to discuss. Those are the same dinim that we had about a ketem to determine if a ketem is dam, like abedine nides. And you need to do that to see if you can get off of the nega. If you can, so then you can put it into the mikveh, and at that point, the beged becomes tahor. Now, if the beged cannot be cleaned, in other words, there is no impact, and then you put it into Hezger again. So now if at the second week it's still there and there's no change, then you got to burn the entire beged. And then the halacha is, ha'omed b'sheini yisarev. Now, suppose a beged has a nega that spreads. The first week it spreads, you come back after 7 days and it spread. Or it didn't spread that first week, but it did spread the second week. In any case, wherever you have pisayon, you have to burn the beged. But what about if the beged turns a lighter color? So, hukah. So, if it's hukah, batchila, suppose the Kohen is looking at this beged, and before he has a chance to say this beged is tamei, he's looking at it, and it's changing colors. And now it becomes a lighter shade of red or a lighter shade of green. Rabbi Yishmael says, you'd still need to do kibbutz to see if you can get rid of it. And because the fact that the Kohen saw it is enough to be mechayev hezker. So therefore, it's already something that should be washed. If you can't get it off completely, then it would still require hezker. The Chachamim say, no. The Kohen did not get a chance to say, put it into hezker, before it already was a color that is not a color of to put it into a nega. And therefore, who cares how he saw it initially? You don't go according to initially, you go according to now. So remember that when it came to the idea of pisyon, where the Kohen saw it initially, the pisyon would not make any nafkamina. You look at it as if it is what it currently is. Here we're saying we look at it to machlokas, whether the Kohen looks at it as it is now, or whether the first re'ia was enough to be mechayev a putting it into hezger. Now, if after a week it's actually still hukah, or if it turned hukah during that week, so then we said you're supposed to wash it and you put it in for another week. So, in other words, basically it's the same halacha if it went hukah or if it didn't go hukah. But it's only the same legabi putting it into the second week. We'll see at the end of the second week, it makes a difference. If then, at the end of the second week, it was hukah, so then you tear out the place where the nega is, And you burn not the whole nega, not the whole beged, but only the place where the nega was. And according to the Tanakhama, you need to patch the place where you tore. So tzarech matlit, whereas Rabbi Nechemya says you do not need to patch the place. Now we'll see that the reason for the patch is to see whether nega will return in the place of the patch.